Kilo November 4, Delta Lima, India, KN4DLI.
4DLI, this is Kilo Delta 4, Hotel Echo Yankee, KD4HEY. The name is Jim. How are you doing this fine afternoon?
Doing great. The name is Ryan here. I don't really mess around with my radio too much, and I was trying to give it a try.
Pretty much the same thing. I've been licensed for, let me think about that, 30 years now, and I'm not on it like I used to be. Got a ICOM ID5100 D-Star dual band in my truck here. Most of the time, I don't even turn it on. Don't think about it.
Going on over here, I actually had a ICOM 2300, and I got a little quarter wave dual band antenna, and I used on it, and I bought the 2730 dual band, but the aggravating thing I've been trying to figure out is I chatters when I ride down the road. Just my static cutting in and out. I don't know if it's a setting or what, but I don't play with it enough.
That's a loose connection.
Thing is, if I hook the other radio up, it doesn't seem like he wants to do it, so I don't know. I need to try to track it down and figure it out.
Something else that I've experienced is when you get a good ways away from the repeater and your signal is a little bit marginal, it'll come in strong and then go away and come in strong and go away, and that's what they call popcorning. That may also be what you're talking about.
Now, I didn't notice it with the other radio, but I don't know that I tried it out here in Clemson. I'm jumped on the road, heading back to Clemson, about to get on 85 in a few minutes, head on back towards Greenville.
Thankful. I do not have to get on 85 in my commute. I come out from work, and I catch 25 at Moonville and go straight south for about 10 miles, and then 25 is the big road for me.
25 a good bit, going to go a couple different things. I typically, my 85 drive isn't that bad. I run 85 and I get off on 86 in Piedmont and jump on over and head into Simpsonville. So I must not be too terribly far away from you.
And in this parking lot on 25 South where they're doing this electrical construction, and they've been doing this for, I know, 3 months. And I've seen them move up the road, but this right here at the old Ingles and the clock is taking them forever, every afternoon. It's a pain getting out of town here, out of Moonville.
Good little while since I've actually driven through Moonville itself, so I typically jump around on the West Georgia side of 25, but I imagine Moonville's probably changed as much as Simpsonville's changed in the last little bit here recently. I know Simpsonville's booming pretty good.
I'm curious why you don't take 385 to Simpsonville.
I cut out on you. I heard you say something, but I missed all.
Why you don't take 385 to Simpsonville.
That's where I'm coming from. I'm leaving Clemson right now, and I'm going to jump on 85, and I'll run 85. Usually 86 and run through the back way. I feel like it takes a little bit longer to go 385, but I also just don't like being on an interstate, so that's just part of it.
Okay, from Clemson, that makes sense. Okay, so yeah, if you're going that route through Piedmont to get to Simpsonville, yeah, we kind of crossed the same intersection at least.
Right over there, cross right by the 7-Eleven, typically what I end up doing.
What were you talking about? Yep, kind of running the same circles. You mentioned a quarter wave antenna. You also might try something with a little higher gain. What I'm running right now is I think it's a Comet SBB7, Comet or Diamond, I can't remember which, but it's a SBB7. It's actually a tri-band antenna. It's about 5 feet tall. I've got it on the hood of my truck. Something I've been wanting to do but have not done as of yet is add a wire for additional grounding, which I think would improve my receive at the very least. KD4HEY, if anybody's interested.
The quarter wave antenna, I don't know, I chose it because I've been running it on the side of my hood up here, and it's kind of low profile. I have a half wave antenna, And I kept thinking about doing an NMO mount on the roof, but I don't know. Something about drilling that hole just scares me.
2001 Dodge Ram quad cab. And, well, it was cab and a half. And I did that, and I regretted it because there's not enough. The skin of the roof is not thick enough to support any antenna of decent size. And what happened was, as I would ride down the road, I would hear from the roof, you know, boing, 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 as the skin of the roof would bounce back and forth, and the antenna would bounce, making the metal of the roof, I don't know how to call it, pong, I guess, in and out. It was an odd sound, and like I say, I regretted doing it. It never leaked, but it was an odd thing. I even tried to epoxy an additional piece of metal up there to give it more support. That didn't work out either.
Some of the Motorola antennas. I have to cut a different wire antenna, but it's like a, it's an adjustable one. I have to cut it, but it's got the little coiled base on it. It's the NMO mount, but I kept looking at the bulletproof diesel makes a, like, a third brake light mount that goes in between your brake light and your cab, and it creates an NMO base up there. But, it's expensive. They want, like, $300 for the crazy thing. That's the real problem with that.
Mount, that's absurd.
Clean your looking and keeps you from drilling a hole, but I don't know. Right now, I've been running with this quarter wave for as little as I use it. Actually how it works pretty good for what it is, but you definitely, with the repeaters works good, but just simplex, I imagine them struggle a little bit without being up a little bit higher and getting a real good ground plane.
Always, higher is always better, regardless of what the antenna is.
How much better the receive and transmit would be if you went to even a smaller quarter wave antenna on the roof. It would change substantially just with a better ground plane like that, but I don't really know that much about this stuff. I got a couple radios. I actually bought a 706 ICOM base station off a guy with the intention of playing with it a little bit, but haven't got around to it.
Saying about not getting around to it. And, no, I don't think it would make that great of a difference going from the hood to the roof. Even, you know, putting it in the center of the roof and having ground plane in all directions, I don't think would make that big of a difference. Much more of a difference is a higher gain antenna. You know, this is definitely one of those areas where bigger is better.
Just trying to keep it as low profile as possible. Most people don't even notice I have it on there. I had it for the longest time because I had a bunch of the police frequencies and stuff like that, but everybody's moving over to P25 digital stuff and Trunk 800, Palmetto 800 stuff, so don't really have much of that anymore.
And of course, you know, ham radio is going digital as well, and I take care of the businessman radios at work and just found out that FCC has mandated the manufacturers start moving to digital in business band as well, for obvious reasons. Bandwidth conservation is the first thing that comes to mind. So my next round of radios that I purchase for work will at least be digital capable.
Tell me about it. I would love to have some stuff that you can pick up Project 25, because I just kind of like, I mainly bought the radio to listen to a lot of stuff more than anything, but with everything going to digital, you can't hear anything on these older radios, so I'd really like to get an inexpensive digital radio, just something to listen to, play around with.
Got decent internet at home. They've got these hotspots that'll actually do all three modes, and you can connect any of the digital mode radios to them, which I think is pretty neat. KD4HEY.
Looked at them, and I messed around with it a little bit, but I don't know. Something about just having a regular old radio in the truck. That is kind of like staying for DLI.
Inside of digital is there's not a lot of digimeters around, at least the one I've got here, D-Star. There's one in Greenwood. I'm not aware of any in the Greenville area, which is surprising.
With how big Greenville is, they at least have one up there. I know I haven't ever looked at the D-Star stuff. I originally looked at that radio, and I originally looked at the 2730 and was going to buy it, and I ended up with the 2300, and then somehow ended up with the 2730 as well. So I should have just bought the 2730 to start with, but the D-Star stuff never really jumped out at me because I didn't know how popular it was. I just wanted to listen to see what was all out there.
Admit, I'm not thrilled with the audio quality of D-Star. I've heard P25 and the Yaesu, I'm trying to remember the name of it, those formats are have better fidelity. But frankly, it wouldn't take a whole lot to be better. A lot of times, I can't even understand what people are saying on there.
Up off here, but I actually have a call coming in. I've got to take, but it was great talking to you. I hope to speak with you again. This is KN4DLI. Have a great afternoon.
All right, Ryan. Well, it's a Friday afternoon. It's not bitterly cold. It's not raining. It's not snowing. It's kind of hard not to have a great afternoon. You do so as well, sir, and nice making your acquaintance. KN4DLI, this is KD4HEY. 73, my friend.